أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, and we're focusing on Qasam place.
Today we will look at Surah number 95, which is Al-Teen, the fig. Let's first look at the focus of this surah, and in essence, it is Ayah 4. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that we created the human being in the most beautiful form. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. So the human being has been created with the potential to rise and grow in spiritual perfection. So let's just start off with the surah and have a look at it. In the first section, which is ayah 1 to 3, there are four oaths. So the first ayah says, وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ. By the fig and the olive. Now, Mufassirin have given us many opinions. It could be that because figs are symbols of resilience in the face of harsh environmental conditions, it is that example which shows that human beings can change and adapt when faced with difficult conditions and new environments. Olive trees have a different sort of resilience. They can grow in areas where there are strong winds, and the winds may bend them completely, but they cannot be broken because they are flexible and pliable. They can live up to 1,000 years, grow very tall, and produce a heavy load of fruit. So it could be that the two oaths point out that some plants have the best taqweem. We will see that come up in the ayah about the human being, and they can be used as symbols of rising, of strength, and growing in perfection. So we had two foods, and now it shifts to two locations, or from nature to history. Allah says, وَطُورِ سِينِينَ, and He swears by Mount Sinai. This is where Prophet Musa alayhis-salam had his recognition of Allah and came face to face with reality. It's where his heart opened, where he saw the truth. It's also where he later took 40 of his closest followers to experience the truth for themselves. And then the final oath, وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ, and by this land that has been made secure. And this is a reference to Makkah, which flourished gradually only after Prophet Ibrahim alayhis-salam planted the seed for the possibility in an uninhabited valley, and his du'as for the city to have security and peace. So now let's look at the conclusion of these oaths, or the Jawab al-Qasam. And Allah says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We created the human being in the best of forms. This is the heart of the surah. Taqweem means to form something on an appropriate mold for the purpose it was created. It comes from qama, to stand. Well, this is the only creation who walks upright. It also means to take multiple parts and put them together perfectly. So if we put together the oaths before, just as trees of the fig and the olive can grow and produce fruits in the hot, barren and arid land, so can the human being with his nobility achieve the highest stage and excel even under the hardest of circumstances. See, in Surah Al-Ahzab, ayah 72, Allah says, إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَا أَن يَحْمِلْنَهَا. We offered the trust to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, but they refused to bear it. The trust to grow in spiritual perfection and discover the Creator. So in short, humanity was the only member of creation willing to accept this trust. It is this potential of excellence that the angels were asked to do sajda towards. And then he says, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Then we reduced him to the lowest of the low. From the physical point of view, anything that is green will eventually become yellow, barren and dark. Everything that is created will be destroyed. As we see the human being grow up in the best of forms, so too shall we see him return to a curved position, as though he's returning back to weakness. In the inward sense, it means that if he goes to the extreme end of the spectrum of his nafs, he will become worse than an animal. Even animals don't strike when their stomachs are full or when danger is over, but human beings may continue to kill and steal more than they need, so they reduce themselves to lower than the animals. Is there a way to avoid this fall? And Allah gives the exception. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ عَمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. Except those who believe and do good deeds, so they will have an unending reward, a limitless reward. Higher human nature is divine, but we sometimes allow ourselves to gravitate downwards. The only way to ascend is to believe and trust and allow that belief to manifest itself into the legacy of our good deeds, a consequence of our striving to make the inner being divine. The reward is proportional to the ascension, and it's unending because that is the state of the human being who goes on this journey of good works. The state of submission to the Creator is unending and boundless. And then finally, the last section. Allah says, فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. What then causes you to deny this recompense? Historically, this addresses all those who made fun of the deen. Deen, in essence, is the precise judgment that encompasses both worlds. The recompense, really. So the surah is telling us that human beings must struggle to grow and ascend towards the next spiritual stage. And the emphasis that the only path is that of iman and action, and the action being manifestation of that iman in doing good deeds, both of which actualize our potentiality. Both are difficult and require great struggle. So in a nutshell, we have three sections. In the first section, we have four oaths. Figs being a symbol of resilience, growing even in harsh conditions. Olives manifest their resilience differently, living up to 1,000 years. We find Allah addresses Prophet Musa at Mount Sinai, where olives grow. Then we see the secure city, which is Mecca, where Prophet Ibrahim established as the center of monotheism and the mission completed by the Prophet ﷺ. And then with those four oaths, we see the second section where Allah says that the human being was created for a higher purpose, the only creation with the freedom and free will to ascend to the peak of excellence. However, he can also be the lowest of the low unless he believes and manifests this belief in good deeds. And the recompense is proportional to his ascension. And finally, Allah's judgment and wisdom is the laws and the orders he has devised for us to reach our full potential. One more thing we find Mufassirin tell us is that there may be a relationship between the four oaths and the human being created in the best of molds in looking at it in another way. Because the greatest of human beings, the Ulul Adam prophets, came from these regions. The fig may refer to the mountain of figs, which is Mount Judi. This is where the Ark of Prophet Nuh landed. The olive may represent the Mount of Olives, which is Jerusalem, where Prophet Isa alayhis-salam was. Mount Sinai represents Prophet Musa, and the secure city of Mecca represents Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the harshest of conditions, they proved that they could be the best, the most awesome people who walked the earth. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we too can reach our full potential or strive to reach our full potential so we may be like those that He wishes us to be. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.